A state report finds Puget Sound Energy was at fault for a gas explosion that injured two people and destroyed their home. KUOW's Sarah Lerner has details.
The Ingams lived in North Seattle's Pinehurst neighborhood. In September of 2011, their home went up in one huge blast. David Ingham told detectives he was on his bed putting socks on. When the house exploded, he thought he was thrust outside. But it turned out all the walls around him had blown away. He called for his wife several times. Finally, she answered, and they both survived their injuries. His wife thought she'd smelled gas the day before. Now, the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission says a gas leak is the most likely cause. Joe Subsitz is chief engineer.
Having a house explode or having people injured, that's bad. That's something we don't take lightly here.
Subsitz says the day before, Puget Sound Energy received reports of a gas odor. They quickly mobilized. He says they should get kudos for that. Based on what happened, the law required the utility to do a survey looking for gas leaks.
They went and did that, but they missed some key sections when they did that survey. And one of the sections they missed, unfortunately, was the cul-de-sac where the explosion occurred.
I wouldn't characterize that as a mistake.
Terry Ann Betancourt is a spokesperson for Puget Sound Energy. She says the incident is still under investigation. The state says its investigation is complete, but the commissioners haven't yet said whether they'll enforce a penalty on Puget Sound Energy. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.